WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies in for Terry Gross. Chances are you missed the film Animal Kingdom in theaters last summer. It's a gritty Australian crime drama written and directed by my guest David Michaud and starring actress Jackie Weaver, who also joins us. Animal Kingdom follows a Melbourne family of bank robbers and drug dealers as the police close in on them. It won the Grand Jury Prize at Sundance, and Jackie Weaver's performance earned a Golden Globe nomination. Weaver plays Janine Cody, the mom of the crime family. Stephen Holden of the New York Times called her character a magnetic, seductive hybrid of Lady Macbeth and Ma Barker in the camouflage of a cheery suburban grandmother. Jackie Weaver appeared in the 1975 Peter Weir film Picnic at Hanging Rock and has been a regular of Australian TV, film, theater, and tabloids for decades. Animal Kingdom is the first feature film David Michaud has directed. In this scene, Weaver's character is concerned that a young member of the family may flip and testify against them, and she's leaning on a corrupt cop, played by Justin Rozniak, to have the boy killed in police custody.
Hey, Randall, before you go on, this boy who's currently being looked after, tell me if you agree with this boy who's being looked after, he knows who you are. And you know how these things go. They're going to ask him all sorts of questions about everything he's ever seen or done. Everyone he's ever met. The whole schmozzle. And you've done some bad things, sweetie. Haven't you? I want this part to be clear. This is not about you doing me a favour or me blackmailing you, anything like that. It's just a bad situation for everyone. Ezra's got the address. It shouldn't be too hard to set up a raid on the house. There'd be reasonable grounds, what with all the strange activity, the comings and goings day and night. One of the neighbours might have seen a gun or something. This is your area of expertise. I'm not trying to tell you how to suck eggs. What do you think?
I really don't see how anything can be done, Janine.
Randall, I feel sick about this. I'm not happy at all, not one little bit. But we do what we have to do. We do what we must. Just because we don't want to do something doesn't mean it can't be done.
Well, David Michaud, Jackie Weaver, welcome to Fresh Air. This character, Jackie's character, Janine Cody, or she's called Grandma Smurf at times, right, is such a sweetheart. And there's this amazing touch that we see early on, Jackie, where when you greet your sons and grandsons, all of them criminals, and there are many of them, you give them these nice, slow little kiss on the lips. Tell us about that gesture.
Gesture, though it's a small one, I think speaks volumes about the relationship she has with the boys. Because while it's not indecent or obscene, it is an inappropriate gesture to kiss your adult son lingeringly on the mouth. I have a son in real life who's in his 30s, and I can honestly, and I love him very much, and we're very close. I can honestly say I haven't kissed him on the mouth since he was 2.5 years old. But that was something I wish I could say that was my choice, my acting choice, but it was a little gesture of David's idea. And I think it just said so much in such a small gesture about the strange bond that exists in that criminal family, the power the mother has over them, that she has had these sons with different fathers. They were obviously unsatisfactory, probably violent relationships with criminals, and there's also a kind of substitute with her sons, I think, perhaps. This is all surmise on my part. David, who wrote the film, might say I'm talking rubbish.
Yeah, no, David. So good. Yeah, so you've got got the the grandmother here planting these little kisses on her sons throughout the film. What inspired that?
I wanted just a kind of a small but powerful gesture that represented the almost proprietorial nature of the relationship that this woman has with her sons. You know, that in a way she appears very loving, but actually her relationship with her children is very self-serving. You know, that what she really loves, the idea of being at the center of a pack of quite young and powerful and dangerous men being her sons. And that's the level in which her love seems to operate. And so I kind of just liked that small and proprietorial gesture. I mean, it's funny, people talk about that, the kissing on the lips, quite a lot. And I actually know, I know mothers who kiss their sons on the lips. And so I've been quite surprised at how effective that gesture has been. I mean, there's another scene in the movie, I don't know if you remember it, but when Ben Mendelsohn's character first appears in the movie, Ben playing Jackie's eldest son, Jackie does that entire scene sitting on Ben's lap, which I actually think is a stranger gesture than the kissing on the lips. I don't know. I don't know mothers who sit on their son's laps.
David Michaud wrote and directed the film Animal Kingdom. Jackie Weaver plays the role of a crime family matriarch. We'll talk more after a short break. This is Fresh Air. If you're just joining us, our guests are actress Jackie Weaver and writer-director David Michaud. They both collaborated on the new film Animal Kingdom. You know, this is a film about kind of the daily life of criminals, David Michaud, and it's a pretty unglamorized view of their lives. Were there any kind of crime movie stereotypes you wanted to avoid?
I was very clear when I started that if I was going to make a crime film, that I was treading a well-trodden path, and that if I was going to bother doing this at all, there needed to be something about it that was unusual. So it was kind of clear to me that I needed to work out how Animal Kingdom might be different from other crime films. And not because there are a number of crime films that I love to pieces. And I had a clear sense from very early on, based on that first response I had to reading about the central event of Animal Kingdom, that kind of brutal revenge killing of those two young cops, that what I wanted to do was make a kind of sprawling Melbourne crime story that was very menacing, that had running through it, bubbling under the surface, a kind of a sense of fear and threat and impending violence. And then that kind of, in some ways, determined the tone of the film and the way the film should be made, you know, which is that it needed to be a crime film that took itself very seriously, you know, that couldn't exist in a kind of a heightened or, you know, a light universe. And in some ways that then determined also the nature of every decision that kind of stems from that, you know, in discussions that you have with actors and crew about playing things with truth.
Right. Well, you don't see criminals living extravagant lifestyles and spending a lot of money. You don't see them snapping off very funny lines, you know, like you would say in Goodfellas, for example. I mean, these are people who are living under an awful lot of stress.
Yeah. I mean, and they also, I mean, because in a way, what you're looking at, the film Animal Kingdom is a film about a particular crime family in decline. It's in some ways, you know, it's like the third act of Goodfellas in a way, as an entire film. You know, it's all of the crime in a way that you see in the film is defensive, backed into a corner, retaliatory crime. It's a film about a gang of armed robbers in which you don't see them committing armed robbery. What you see is them backed into a corner and committing the crime of paranoid retaliation.
Right, and there is a lot of tension in the film. Was there tension on the set? I mean, with all these, as you said, alpha males, you know, contending?
Yeah. It was fun. There were moments there on set. Yeah, the boys, spent a lot of time with each other, and as I think as Ben Mendelsohn says, they basically got comfortable enough with one another so that they could all start fighting with each other, and which they did, you know. And for me, it was an interesting experience as a director, very often sitting there watching these boys, you know, play rough with each other. Sometimes wondering whether I needed to step in and manage them, but most of the time just sitting there watching them, thinking I'd cast the movie right, you know.
Jackie, there's a knowing giggle from you. What were you thinking of?
Well, I like to think when I was on set, they behaved a bit better.
They did. They did. And I remember actually when we were at Sundance, when finally we got to show the movie to an audience, that feeling, that buzz that started to build around the film was so exciting that you could see the boys who were all there with us were getting very excited too. And that when they get excited, generally stuff gets broken. this kind of pack of boys rolling up and down Main Street in Park City at Sundance, creating havoc, was always somehow kept in check by Jackie's presence. You know, you could just sense the way that these boys felt like they needed to behave themselves around her.
So was this like good-natured scuffling? Was it arguments about how to do a scene? What was it?
It was a whole mix of different things. You know, there were, you know, I mean, Ben especially is such a powerful, Ben Mendelsohn is an incredibly powerful actor. He's one of my favorite actors in the world. This is Ben, who plays the eldest brother of the family. And he's so wildly charismatic and entertaining, and has, you know, quite unique ways of eking performances out of his fellow actors that can sometimes involve, you know,
bullying
or just emotional manipulation. And he did it on this movie in Animal Kingdom to great effect.
You know, as you describe Ben Mendelsohn and his bullying and manipulation, I think of a scene in the film where he's sort of getting the emotional upper hand on one of his younger brothers by intimating that he might be gay. This is Darren, right? Played
yes.
by Luke Ford.
Yeah.
Why don't we just listen to some of that scene?
Did you get that suit? What's that suit?
It's a suit.
What do you think? It looks good on you?
What?
Looks gay. You gay?
F*** for you.
It's a serious question. I don't care if you're gay or if you're not gay, you know? It's all right if you are, mate. I just want you to tell me about it, you know? I don't care whether you're gay or you're not gay. I just want you to talk to me about it, you know? Making yourself a drink?
Yep.
What is it?
It's a bourbon and coke.
Bourbon and coke's not a very gay drink, mate. I think, look, if you're a gay man, if you are, and you want to make yourself a gay drink, just go ahead and make yourself a gay drink, you know what I mean? This is what I'm talking about, mate. I just want you to tell me things, you know? It just kills me to see you living a life.
Off. Seriously.
And that's Ben Mendelsohn and Luke Ford in the film Animal King, which was written and directed by my guest, David Michaud. Also with us, Jackie Weaver, who stars in the film. What's going on in that scene where the older brother is you know, suggesting that his younger brother might be gay?
I think it's a clear, and in many ways it's the most crystalline sort of act of emotional manipulation. I mean, Pope, the character that Ben plays, is the most emotionally damaged character in the film, and understands that because this gang, this family, need to exact revenge on the police, that he needs to make sure that his brothers are with him and that they are under his spell. And for him, the easiest way to achieve that with Darren, is the kind of the baby of the family, is to directly challenge his sexuality in the most base way. You know, I mean, to just basically suggest that maybe he's gay is Pope's way of encouraging Darren to man up, you know. And that actually, that day in particular, was the day where Ben and Luke weren't speaking to each other. and it was nerve-wracking, you know, because it felt like an incredibly important scene for me. And it wasn't until we were actually, you know, rehearsing and then shooting the scene on the day that I could see it coming to life. And I could see how that tension, that very real tension that existed between them on that day was feeding into the scene.
If you're just joining us, our guests are actress Jackie Weaver and writer-director David Michaud. They both collaborated on the new film Animal Kingdom. Jackie Weaver, you know, you were in the Peter Weir film Picnic at Hanging Rock, and American audiences will remember that. And you've basically, for a long, long time, been doing a lot of film, a lot of TV, and a lot of theater, especially in Australia. Was it ever your ambition to come to Hollywood and make a career here?
I know I've always had fantastic work offered to me at home. I've had a great career. I've done about 100 plays, and I've only done about 15 films. So I've been very lucky. I've played some leading roles in a lot of American plays in Australia that were very successful. So there hasn't really, I didn't really feel coming to America and not getting those leading roles was better than, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah. Well, you know, Jackie Weaver, you've had a colorful life and have fed tabloids for many years. You've had, you know, several eventful marriages and relationships with high-profile men. And it was interesting when I was preparing for this how many people described you as such a delightful interview. And I just wonder, after all of these years, how are you not angry and suspicious of the media?
That's really sweet. Now I am disarmed. You've disarmed me with your charm. One of my favorite husbands was bureau chief for Fairfax Media in New York for 11 years. And previously I'd had a husband for 5 years who was a journalist. So I do love journalists, if they're good ones. There are some reporters I don't like, and I wouldn't give them the time of day. But no, generally, I briefly for a year on television, I worked as an arts journalist on a big current affairs program, and I had to do interviews myself, and I think that makes you a little more amenable when you're the interviewee if you've had to be an interviewer. So yeah.
Jackie, I have to ask you, is it true that you were fired from a Heinz 57 commercial set for laughing too hard in the shoot?
Well, I was playing an asparagus, Dave. And if you could see me, I'm a very tiny person. I'm under 5 feet tall. Yeah. If it was classic miscasting. I mean, if anything, I should have been the squash. I just found the whole thing so wonderfully amusing in a Monty Python way that I got slightly hysterical, not in a loud way. I'm not a loud person, but I did find it impossible not to laugh all the time. And finally, the producer and the director were furious, and they said that they sent me home. They sacked me, and they rang my agent, said it was the most unprofessional behavior they'd ever seen in an asparagus.
Jackie Weaver, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
No, thank you, Dave.
David Michaud, congratulations on the film, and thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Jackie Weaver earned a Golden Globe nomination for her role in Animal Kingdom. David Michaud wrote and directed the film.